Do you have any sympathy with the tube drivers, Malcolm?
I don't know the circumstances. I've always said, I mean, I've been a union man when I was working,
yeah,
and been on strike.
Yeah.
But I never condemn a strike until I find out exactly why they're striking and what the facts are.
Well, that's a very sensible line to take. So let's hear now from Simon Weller from the Train Drivers Union ASLEF. Hello, Simon.
Hi.
Yeah, Malcolm. Yeah, he's open-minded. Malcolm in Wolverhampton. He's a Wolves fan. He wants to know why the tube drivers are going on strike on Boxing Day.
Well, it's been a bit of a long-running dispute, this. It dates back nearly 20 years, but the actual dispute started early part of 2010 when London Underground unilaterally walked away from the agreements we had that would rotate the depots, which depots would work on Boxing Day, because we sort of a semi-volunteer system. And because they'd walked away from it and increased the Boxing Day service, because originally there was not much of a service. Of course, passenger usage has gone up, they've increased the service. So we now have London Underground saying, you will now all work Boxing Day. Now, the agreements we came to 20 years ago was there is no day in lieu, there is no additional payment, it is done for just flat time. If you are booked off on Boxing Day as a tube driver, you lose a day's leave. Now, because we've got this increased service, and it now affects a lot more depots, and they walked away from the rotation arrangements, we said, well, we want to talk about this, obviously. And this was 2010. We ended up on strike on Boxing Day. Interestingly, I don't think any of the big football clubs shut their games down last year. And when we've been saying, since last Boxing Day, we need to talk about this, we need to get this resolved, this issue has not gone away, they've not chosen to speak to us. Only, well, as late as November, they said, well, we better talk to you. They had the initial discussions or the initial negotiations where we said we'd fund a volunteer arrangement and all that kind of stuff. And their response was to go straight to the High Court, which they lost the day before yesterday. So we've been trying to negotiate out of this fairly well, and I suspect this is now, we've got a mayoral election coming up, so I suspect this is now a political game that has been played. We've been trying to resolve it for the last 2 months, well, certainly the last 2 years, and in the last 2 months.
But you wouldn't deny, would you, Simon, that you have an agreement which says that tube drivers, if they are asked to work, have to work. That's the agreement, and they have to work for no extra pay.
Yeah, well, that's the agreement. It's not asked to work, it's told to work.
Yeah, so you're sort of reneging then
on the agreement.
Aren't you?
What we're saying is, well, when the original agreement was made, there was no Boxing Day service to speak of. Now there is a full, almost weekend service on Boxing Day. So the agreement is now out of date. Things need changing. Things need modernising. So we've said we need to talk about this. Of course, London Underground, this is 2 years ago, they walked away from the rotation arrangements we had, have decided they don't want to. They'll just plough on.
Well, now, because they think, presumably, Simon, they have an agreement in place which binds your workers to driving. When people do work on Boxing Day, Simon, under this agreement,
yep,
which you're obviously unhappy with, do they receive any extra pay for working on Boxing Day?
No, just flat rate.
Mm. And do you believe they should get more than flat rate?
Well, we believe there should be a volunteer system, so that those who want to come in volunteer, so there'll be an incentive system for volunteers, for some form of enhanced pay. It's worth noting the maintenance staff on London Underground, last year were paid triple time, this year I believe they're being paid double time to work on Boxing Day. And we said, well, yeah, we want a volunteer and system like that, and the appropriate incentives. Now, just so that people don't think that, oh, yeah, the fair pair will be paying for this, we said to them, we will self-fund it by changing agreements to give London Underground other bits of flexibility, other bits of productivity to pay for this incentive scheme. But London Underground are making quite a political stance over this, because they're saying, we do not need to pay you any extra money, so we are not going to.
But if you're a Wolves fan, Simon, hoping to go to see your team play against Arsenal on Boxing Day, all you know as a traveller from the West Midlands is that your football match has been put off. And
yeah,
it's been put off because tube drivers have an agreement on the face of it which they are simply refusing to honour. You may be unhappy with the agreement. Well, Simon, it may have been signed in different times, but the agreement is there saying that if you are told to work, you have to work, and you have to work for your standard rate of pay. That's what you've told me the agreement is.
Oh, yeah, but we have been trying to get this agreement changed. London Underground has been refusing to even discuss it properly. So when you get to a stage, an impasse like that, where London